Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. It's Dynamite tonight, Beach Break. We're going to talk about the Beach Break lineup. I don't think anything's been added since yesterday, but we got big matches, so we're going to talk about those. And of course, last night was NXT, and last week I watched NXT, loved it. Loved that show. That was the best show in a long time, the best NXT show. Actually thought it was slightly better than Dynamite, which was also a very good show. And this week, Dynamite would have to be absolutely terrible in order for it to not be significantly better than NXT. I didn't think NXT was a bad show, but man, as far as like NXT goes, it was just there. And I just kept watching it and waiting for something, and nothing much happened. So we will review that very exciting show here today. I can also talk more about Raw, since we didn't really do a Raw report on Monday. Lance was on, and we mostly talked about Becky Lynch. But we got lineups and news. We got another date for John Cena. He's running out of dates. If you recall, it's not how many matches he has left, it's how many dates. And he's got another one announced. We got Kenny Omega. Did an interview talking about his health issues over the past few years and how he's doing now. Got some TNA notes. We've got AEW and their Chicago residency coming up. SmackDown ratings and TNA stars heading to Triple Mania Regia. A lot of news we didn't get a chance to get into yesterday, and as noted, the NXT report. And hey, I'm solo today, brother. So let me know what you want to talk about. Maybe I'll even open up the phone lines if I get really bored. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No, there's no Mike Sempervivi here today. We're supposed to be having Filthy Tom on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Lance on Tuesdays and Fridays. But you know how things go. Plans change. Both of the appearances Tom was supposed to make this week, travel issues got in the way of both of them. So starting next week, it's looking like it should be Mondays and Wednesdays for Filthy Tom and Tuesdays and Fridays for Lance. On the subject of Filthy Tom, I should mention that Tom and I were going on an adventure. And that is this coming Saturday. We're going to be heading May 17th to Relentless Wrestling Monumental 2. It's live in Spokane, Washington. So if you're in the area, it's about a four-hour drive from Seattle. That's not too bad. Tom and I think, are going to go on a road trip. I may be going solo. It depends on flights and etc. But we may drive there together. In which case, well, one way or the other, there will be a Saturday travelogue for my Twitter subscribers. We'll have pictures and maybe videos and tales from this trip. But we're heading to Spokane. It is Relentless Wrestling Monumental 2. It is taking place at the Northern Quest Casino. And among the wrestlers there, Tom Lawler, Masha Slamovich, TJP, Kylie Rae, Mance Warner, Steph DeLander, Mason, Isaacs, Blackwood, Brooks, Bandit, a wild six-way ladder match is on the show. And also, before the show begins, there will be a special edition of Filthy Four Daily with myself and Tom Lawler. We are doing a live podcast that you can attend before the Relentless Wrestling show on May 17th at the Northern Quest Casino for Monumental 2. Tom and I will be interviewing Kurt Angle. Yes, we will. And probably we'll be able to take some questions from you as well if you are in attendance. So check it out at RelentlessPNW on X. That is at RelentlessPNW. Relentless Wrestling this coming Saturday. So check that out. Should also mention that at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, it is After Dark Radio Live. Another solo show. I'm getting a lot of experience on these solo shows. That'll be 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. And yes, no guest. So it'll be just me. And we'll be doing news. And we'll be doing emails. And perhaps open lines as well. And if you'd like to send me an email today, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. We got all sorts of things. You can send an email about anything paranormal related. But of late, we've been doing strange things that have occurred in your hometown. There's always strange things, so maybe something new has happened. And we've got that. And we have also got strange stories your grandparents told you. We haven't had a lot of those yet. I know your grandparents told you weird stories. Maybe your parents as well. You can send those to me. Any stories of, you know, my God, I had a feeling. Not telekinesis, but, you know, whatever they call it. You predicted something and it came true, but it has to be a good one. It has to be a good one. Not, man, I figured Tom was going to make the show today. It's got to be a good one. So send those to me. And also today, if you have other topics, because we're always looking for guests, so if you've got topics you think should be covered on After Dark that we haven't covered a lot, maybe a particular story that really sticks with you, send those to me as well, and also why. Not just what the topic is, but why. Tell me a little bit about it, why you're interested, and, you know, we'll look for some new guests. So that's the plan for this afternoon, so we'll get ready for that. All right, tonight is Beach Break, and it's taking place in Chicago. There's going to be a Beach Break Dynamite tonight and a Beach Break Collision this weekend. And the show is doing pretty well. It's currently, I think they're going to do about 4,000. And I think the last time they were there, I believe it was for a collision, they did about 2,700. So I don't think they're going to double it, but 4,000, very good for a Dynamite. And many big matches on the show, not the least of which is Jon Moxley versus Samoa Joe in a steel cage match for the AEW title. So I know some people are thinking, man, I wish Joe would win the title tonight. Joe was a great champion. He was never supposed to be the champion. He won the title because I believe the original idea was that Adam Cole was going to win that title, I believe from MJF. But Adam Cole, you know, he fractured, destroyed, ruined his foot and ankle, and he was out of action, and so they needed somebody to step in. It ended up being Samoa Joe. And, yeah, he was a great champion. He was awesome. But, you know, it was not meant to be. The title was taken off of him. And because he was never meant to be the champion, there was no follow-up. He lost the title, and he never mentioned it again until literally, and I'm when I say literally in this case, I'm talking literally, almost a year later to the day was the first person that he said he wanted, or the first day that he said he wanted his title back. So he's facing Jon Moxley. I would not expect a title change. I think the title change will be taking place at All In. Winner of the Owen, whoever that might be, and my gut tells me probably, there's a difference between my gut and my heart. My gut tells me it's probably going to be Will Ospreay, which I don't have a problem with, but my heart is with the Hangman. I think Hangman's the man that should unseat Jon Moxley, but don't think it's going to happen, but we'll find out at the next pay-per-view. So that's here, and I do expect that even though it is a cage match, I expect all sorts of rigmarole, and we get a... By the time the night is over, I think we'll have a fairly good idea of what Jon Moxley and Joe and the ops and everybody are going to be doing at the Double or Nothing pay-per-view. We got Will Ospreay and Hangman Adam Page versus Takeshita and Josh Alexander. We've got Ricochet versus Zach Gowen. Zach Gowen has wrestled, I would say, infrequently, but he has wrestled over the last several years. And this will be a singles match against Ricochet. And I can't tell you who Zach Gowen last wrestled in a singles match. Not because I don't know, but because I can't say the man's word, his name on, I guess it is a word, but I can't say his name here on Sports Byline. So if you want to Google that, Zach Gowen win-loss, and find out who his last opponent was, you can do that. Also, we've got the Women's World Title Eliminator four-way, Tony Storm, Sky Blue, Azumi, and new jiu-jitsu white belt, Mina Shirakawa. Mina Shirakawa and Kairi Sane, I believe, are living together. At least they were the last time I heard about this. And they're both now training jiu-jitsu with Matt Riddle. And they're both white belts. So maybe we'll see some of that tonight in this Women's World Title Eliminator four-way. So that is Dynamite. I don't think they've announced anything else at this point. But if they have, I'll let you guys know when we come back from the break. And then we'll also, I guess, I don't have a Collision lineup. I know they announced a couple of things for Collision. I can't remember off the top of my head. But when I get those, I'll tell you those as well. John Cena has been announced as appearing the post Money in the Bank edition of Raw. Not SmackDown. He's going to be on Raw. That'll be next month. It's the June 9th episode. And that is the same show where Gunther is getting a shot at the World Heavyweight title against the winner of the Jey Uso match coming up at Saturday night's main event. And so he's got like maybe 25, 24 dates left. But that will be the next one. The qualifying matches for Money in the Bank start on SmackDown, continue on Raw. And that's the update. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, a Wrestling Observer Live. Thank you to Brandon, who did remind me that while it is not advertised, Lashley did promise he would have an answer for MJF this week. Now, may I make this abundantly clear? I'm not saying this is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But I believe that it was about 6 days ago. I could have that wrong, but I think it was approximately 6 days ago that Cedric Alexander was free and clear. So we'll see if that means anything. But I have strongly considered that this is how this whole thing is going to end, is Cedric Alexander showing up to be the new member. Because the Hurt Syndicate has made it clear several times that they are looking to add a new member. So I think no matter what happens, at the end of the day, there's going to be a new member. Could be MJF. They could run with that for a while and then do something. I think the big question is, if MJF does not end up a member of the Hurt Syndicate, and I don't think that he will. It's just kind of weird. I mean, maybe it will work, but it just seems weird. If he doesn't end up a member of the Hurt Syndicate, who ends up the babyface and who ends up the heel? Will the Hurt Syndicate go full heel, beating him down 4-on-1 with the debut of Cedric Alexander, and then MVP or MJF is back to being a babyface again, and the Hurt Business attempt to be heels, which they've never been for a single day? Or is somehow MJF 1-on-4 going to screw everybody and he'll be the heel and they'll be babyfaces? I got a lot of questions. So I guess we'll see tonight. By the way, you can text me 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Or email me, Brian, at WrestlingObserver.com. Just say Zach Gowan's last singles opponent was Deputy Richard Head. People can figure out Richard's nickname for themselves. Well, I don't think it's his nickname. I think that's his actual name. Also, I've not seen it yet, but Nick Wayne pinned El Desperado in the Best of the Super Juniors. He was the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, they go over there for their first tournament in New Japan, especially when they're not, like, big names, like not a John Moxley or something. It's like, you know, Nick's a name, but he's not, like, a big name. He's not, like, you know, he's not a John Moxley or somebody of that nature. And they go over and, like, they do a lot of jobs and, you know, they're just kind of there sort of for the experience. Man, Nick is running wild. He's already beaten Sho. He's beaten El Desperado. As I talked about on Observer Radio Monday, he is a total babyface. I heard both matches were great, and they're pushing him hard. And he's going to come back better than ever. And they better do something with this guy. I'll just say that. You know who you don't want to get on the bad side of? Is Nick's mother. Real life or storyline. Do not get on her bad side. I can tell you that. Let's see what we've got. More news here today. Then we'll go back to the text messages. Kenny Omega taking a more cautious approach to his job. Suffered a diverticulitis attack December 2023. Could have been fatal. It was unclear if he'd ever be able to return to wrestling. Underwent surgery May 2024. Has been back in the ring since January. 7 matches since his return, including beating Takeshi for the international title. Conversation with Adi Shankar, creator of Netflix's Devil May Cry series. Omega praised his agent Barry Bloom for how he handled Omega being out of action. Bloom was not concerned with earning money from Omega, but just wanted him to be healthy. Omega said the health scare made him aware of his own mortality. He's being more cautious because of that. He's really like a family member to me, he said of Bloom. It wasn't like an obligation because he wanted my money. It was not like that at all. It wasn't show me the money. It was like, show me your doctor's report and tell me you're healthy, or if not, no one's getting their hands on you. I'd be like, no, I think I can do it. He said, no. You have to know you can do it. I don't care about the money. You got to be healthy. This is coming from someone now who is understanding his own mortality. I'm being way more cautious. As cautious as I am, Barry is still more cautious than I am. Whether it costs me or him money or not, that's not the primary concern at all. And I don't know what he means by being more cautious. He's not doing crazy stuff, but, I mean, if you watch his matches, especially that first match that he had back in New Japan, I mean, he was incredible in that match. And he's been incredible in all of his matches. There hasn't been, you know, if you didn't know that he had nearly died, I don't think anybody would watch his matches and go, man, this ain't the same Kenny Omega. This is not the same guy. He's been great. But I'm glad that he's also being smart. And in fact, if you watch, even like if you watch Will Ospreay, it's like, watch Will Ospreay like 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago in New Japan. Watch him today. He's still absolutely incredible, but he doesn't do nearly the stupid stuff that he used to do. And that was by design. I mean, he kind of figured it out. I can have incredible matches and essentially be the best wrestler in the world and also not die. And so glad to see that from both of them. We got TNA Under Siege coming. It's a TNA Plus special. And it'll be taking place May 23rd. And there is a storyline where Nick and Ryan Nemeth are the tag team champions. And boy, was there heat when Ryan Nemeth won those titles. And they were scheduled to face the Hardys. But the show is in Canada, and Jeff Hardy cannot make it over the border. And so Matt Hardy needed to find a new partner. And his new partner will be the still alive, thank God, after that dive of the last show, Leon Slater. And so it'll be Nick and Ryan Nemeth versus Matt Hardy and Leon Slater for the tag titles. Eddie Edwards versus Cody Deaner, where Deaner gets a new TNA contract if he wins. We got Masha Slamovich, who is in fact wrestling Friday, that relentless show we're going to be at Saturday. She'll be facing the former Alicia Fox, now Victoria Crawford, working for TNA. And in the main event, it is Joe Hendry and the Drifter against Trick Williams and Frankie Kazarian in a tag match. It is just bizarre to be watching NXT and WrestleMania and TNA and all these dudes going back and forth. I'll be watching TNA every week for real starting this Thursday, unless there's some other issue. 2 weeks ago, it just wasn't uploaded. And then last week, Collision went head-to-head. But this is the week I plan to add it to the rotation. Tomorrow night, you can watch it on TNA Plus if you have a subscription, etc., etc. AW will be doing a 6-show residency. They love their residencies of late. We got one coming up in the former ECW arena, where, in fact, I once won the ICWA Texarkana television title. Yes, that happened at the ECW arena. And anyway, they have a residency there and also at Chicago's Byline Bank Aragon Ballroom on July 16th through 31st. So it'll be a Dynamite on Wednesday, a Collision on Thursday, a Dynamite on the following Wednesday, another Collision, another Dynamite, and a live Collision. They're doing another live Collision, which means, I won't be able to watch TNA that night. Thursday, July 31st. And tickets go on sale Monday, May 19th at 10 a.m. Yeah, this guy goes, my name isn't on one of the banners in the arena. Like, why not? I mean, they got room? Jiminy Christmas. That was a title championship win. The story I was going to tell, I mean, this guy goes, cool story, bro. I mean, it's not really a cool story, but, like, that was the show where Lince Dorado was in a match, and, like, I don't remember, I didn't see what happened, but something bad happened. Like he did a dive and landed on his head and got knocked out or something. But I'll just never forget his mother was there. And, you know, the place just goes absolutely completely silent. And everybody's worried about Lindsay Dorado. And his mother is there and she is just wailing. And like for you know, not only the fans, but like a lot of the wrestlers who didn't even see what happened. She's like, what happened? Lindsay's hurt. He's down. He's not getting up. And his mom is just, she's crying like, you know, he's gone. And we were all like so freaked out that Lindsay Dorado died in the middle of the show at the ECW arena. And he ended up being all right. But man, that was one, it was not overacting, man. It was one scary story. We all thought he was, like, legitimately, we all thought he was dead. So anyway, that sucked. But, of course, the end of the story is good. He was not dead, and he went on to have a very successful career. So that part, at least, was very good. And, of course, it was Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney that I won that title from at the ECW Arena. And then he proceeded to get his revenge. SmackDown on Friday. 1.455 million viewers on the USA Network. Second on all of TV, 0.41 in 18 to 49. Went head-to-head with the Cleveland Cavaliers versus Indiana Pacers, which did 3.9 million viewers and a 1.18 in 18 to 49. I always see sometimes these... that's not like a over-the-top. I mean, it's a big 18 to 49 to do a 1.18. But... yes, it is true. A lot of people have cut the cord. There are a lot fewer people watching television. But the streaming services, I mean, they still get ratings. And, you know, you'll always hear the thing about how no one watches TV, no one watches TV. No, no one watches most of TV. But, like, I've seen some of these 18 to 49 numbers, like some of these football games. It's like, this show did a 4.74 in 18 to 49. It's like, oh, my God. People will watch TV if there's the right show on. Which was not NXT last night. Back in a moment with that, Observer Live.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Don't forget, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. It's After Dark Radio. And send me your tales. Send me your weird stories. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. I got a lot of them. And if you got a good one, send it to me. And I guarantee that at some point, I will read that story on the air. Because I collect all of them. And we got a lot of time today to read some tales. So, entertain me, folks. Hey, listen, did you guys watch NXT last night? Yeah? Sucked. I shouldn't say that. So on Raw Monday, got to go back to Raw for a second. I've talked about this on multiple shows, but there's an incredible segment backstage with the Judgment Day and Dom, and it's all built around Dom not understanding time zones. And they have an actual segment in the middle of it because they're building up this split with Dom and Finn Balor. And, you know, Dom's questioning him about why did you take so long to interfere at the pay-per-view? Like, I almost lost. And Finn goes, well, you know, one way or the other, it wasn't smooth, but you retained the title. And I'm going to go take care of AJ Styles tonight. And it was brought to my attention that this discussion of time zones occurred during a segment where they were referencing a match with AJ Styles, who, I don't want to say AJ's a flat earther, but he's one of those fellas that goes, I'm open to these ideas. So, you know, the other day, Hanalei said something, and I can't remember what it was, but I was like, you know, the earth is round, right? And she goes, yes, daddy, everyone knows that. She's 5. Well, Hanalei, not everybody. But anyway, so they're doing this segment, and then when the segment's over, JD's there with this skull, and there's a light above, and he goes, this is the sun, this is the earth, and this is where we... So he's explaining all of this, and Dom looks at him and just goes, you know I don't care about any of this. Anyway, this segment is incredible. It's an incredible segment. And I'm putting it over the last couple of days, and I'm like, man, I don't know who's responsible for these backstage segments, but there's been, like, some really funny stuff and some good segments. And, man, that segment last week on NXT with, you know, Miles Bourne and Charlie and Obafemi, I was just raving about these segments. And it was like they decided, we'll show this guy. We're going to give him nothing this week. So there were a couple of things on the show that were, like, fine. But, I mean, last week we had that Battle Royal, which the last half of that Battle Royal, I mean, it was awesome. We had the women's main event, which was, like, one of the best women's main event segments ever in the Performance Center. And then, you know, we had great backstage segments that were funny. Man, this week there was nothing that was better than good. And it was really all downhill from the opening segment. The opening segment was pretty good. It was just Miles Bourne coming out, and he cut a promo because he's getting a shot at the NXT title. And, you know, he flat out said, you know, we kind of danced around it for the last couple of years, but the fact is I got a disability. I'm partially deaf, and it affects my speech. It affects how I talk. But let me tell you something. When I won last week, I heard you guys going crazy. And I don't want to be known as the deaf kid. I want to be judged by my ability, not my disability. And he says he's going to go in and he's going to shock the world again. And he's going to beat Obafemi. And he says, I will hear Mike Rome announce me as the new NXT champion. So then Ethan Page comes out. And long story short, Ethan Page says, why don't you put that title shot on the line against me tonight? And Charlie Dempsey jumps in and goes, hey, this would be great training for you, Miles. Why don't you do it? And Miles says, you know what? You're right, Charlie. You're on. So Ava comes out. And what faith she has in young Miles Bourne. Ava actually says, I don't know if this is the right move for you, Miles. It's like, wow. Jeez, thanks. But she says, if you're passionate about it, I'll okay it. But the match is later. Right now, Charlie will be facing Oba Femi. And Miles did a great job here in this promo. So we had Oba Femi and Charlie Dempsey. And I don't know, man. It was like, I've seen, first off, like when it comes to legitimate jiu-jitsu, I've seen 20 years of it. And when it comes to worked grappling, I mean, say what you want about old Chicken Chest, but Zack Sabre Jr. is freaking incredible. And I'm just watching Charlie Dempsey in there, and like, man, I don't know what he's doing. It's like, I'll bend your arm this way, the way it's supposed to bend, and I'll like sit this way and cross my feet around this limb. She's like, what are you doing, dude? So Oba Femi just powers at everything, and then he kills him and pins him. Very odd, like, just weird grappling. Like, this might have worked in, like, 1960 or something when nobody knew anything, but, like, nowadays, enough people either train or, like, watch UFC every week that, like, you can see when someone knows how to do a triangle and when they're just doing something weird. So I wasn't into this match at all. Then we had a bizarre segment. Tatum Paxley is breaking her dollhouse backstage. And Thea and whatever her name is. I wrote down Tatum, but it's not. But anyway, they come in and they're trying to stop her from breaking it. I don't know why. And Tatum loses her mind. I've lost everything. All friends do is betray you. Thea, you're going to betray... It was Carmen Petrovich or whoever. And I guess, like, I'm watching this going, what are you talking about? Everyone's abandoned you and you have no friends. I am baffled. There's, like, no recap or anything. So I just have no idea what's going on. And apparently, like, on the board, people are saying, well, she's upset because her friends were fired. I was like, that's the angle? Her friends got fired in real life. And that's caused her to turn heel? Okay, whatever. Wasn't into it. Wes Lee and Tony D. It was all right. Wes and Tyson and Tyreek are now the high rise. Stax appears on the screen. Tony is distracted and pinned. Stax says, I'm at Rizzo's house. He's going to kill her or something. So Tony rolls out of the ring and gets to stepping. It was just there. We had an out the mud promo. I guess there are heels because that's the only reason that, you know, what's her face is a heel. But, I mean, they did a promo that seemed like baby faces. Stephanie comes out for a promo. So Stephanie does not speak English, but she's, like, trying. And she failed here. I mean, she was trying, but she struggled. I mean, it took her like 3 tries to say TNA. And finally, she just gave up and started speaking Spanish. So out comes Fatal Influence. It's JC and Fallon. And they don't get along now. They hate each other. And then Jordan comes out. And they had like a back and forth in the ring. And it was not good. I mean, it was flat out a bad talking segment with all 4 of these women. And it set up a match for later. We had a segment, absolutely infuriating. So we got Undertaker and Bully Ray. Now, granted, they didn't appear before the crowd, but this is the second time that the Undertaker has appeared backstage at a NXT television show, and there's no reaction to him. So it's Undertaker and it's Bully Ray, and they're in the they're backstage with Tyra Mae Steele and Zayna Sterling. Okay. Tyra Mae Steele is the former Tamara Mensah Stock, who is the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal in freestyle wrestling. She won an Olympic gold medal like 4 years ago or whatever, and they have given her a different name. It's like Kurt Angle winning a gold medal at the 96 Olympics and being like a big star, and they bring him in as Frank Lurhar or just something random. So Bully Ray actually says to the Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, "You have earned the right to stand next to us."
My God, I can't do this show. And they're going to face off at
for the finals in Madison Square Garden. And then a bunch of women showed up, and they got their work cut out for them. This segment sucked. We had Miles Bourne and Ethan Page, NXT title shot on the line. So this was a good match. Ethan Page is very good. He can carry anybody. Carried Miles to a good match. Crowd was behind him. I mean, everything on the show with Miles was like the only real good stuff on the show, if we're being honest. Miles pinned him clean. He's on his way to get his title match. Sean Legacy. I begged for a Sean Legacy Javon Evans match. Sean Legacy does a video saying, "Man, Javon, let's do this." I'm like, "Yes, thank you." It's all I asked for from I asked for that one. I'm so excited. And then they do a segment backstage with Javon watching this, and old Ashanti the Adonis shows up, and he starts making fun of Sean Legacy for being an indie guy, and they start to get into an argument, and Ricky Stark says, "You know, why don't you guys face off? I'm going to talk to Ava. Maybe," he says, "the winner of Javon and Ashanti can get a shot at me at Battleground." About, I don't know, 5 minutes later, they announce next week, it's Javon versus Sean Legacy and Ashanti the Adonis in a three-way. I was like, did I praise this show too much for too long, and now it's time for you to get your revenge? Is that what's going on here? Whatever. The Don shows up. He gets attacked by Stax. We had Thea versus Tatum. Thea's like pretty good, and Tatum is pretty good, but they didn't have a good match. It was like just a choreographed match. Tatum's trying to play heel, but the people like her. They just move. There's a Kimura attempt by Thea, and then Tatum rakes her eyes for the DQ. And the fans are so furious that they start just chanting Tatum's name. This was not good. We had a Ava sit-down interview with Joe Hendry and Trick. This actually was also really good. These guys were both great. Why a DQ? She raked her eyeball. She put her thumbs in her eyes to break the hold and just kept gouging until the ref called for the bell. Yeah. So, anyway, Ava and Joe and Trick do a sit-down interview. It was very good. Both guys were great. They both signed their contract. And they announced that next week there is going to be concerts. Not a concert. Not a Joe Hendry concert. There is a Joe Hendry concert and a Trick Williams concert. So at least next week, thank God, I'll have something to talk about. We had Briggs trying to recruit. Or I'm sorry, Spears trying to recruit Briggs. Briggs wanted nothing to do with that. Uriah Connors and Kale Dixon asked Ava for a match. Ava signed them to the returning OTM next week. And Andre Chase was not happy. And then the main event is Jordan and Stephanie versus Fatal Influence. And I would say the last 2 minutes were good. The rest of it just wasn't. It's just a very basic, nothing happening match. Wasn't all that great. It was a good comeback by Jordan. And she ended up pinning JC with her finish. That was at least a good couple minutes. But other than that, nothing. Just a very skippable show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, you know what else happened on NXT that was weird? I had a segment at the end of the show. Jordan gives Steph the belt, raise the hand in victory. I think the show's over. And then they cut backstage, and Ethan Page has beat up Ricky Starks. I was like, didn't you guys feud and like there was a match and there was a decisive finish and it was like over? It's like they're just going back to it. I watched his show and, you know, Ricky Starks, Ricky Saints, well, when he was Ricky Starks in AEW, you know, a lot of times you'd watch it and you're just like, what happened to Ricky? Like they have nothing to do with him now. He just vanished or whatever. He comes into NXT and like pushing him right out of the gate. Boom, boom, boom. Title picture. Title match, wins a title. And then, like, what's going on with Ricky Starks? He's just like, they got no plans for him. He's just there. And then what they came up with is just Ethan Page attacking him again. So, I don't know. I mean, it'll be good, but it felt like we'd been there, done that. I was waiting for somebody new, and then it's just, like, right back to where it was. So, anyway, we'll talk more about this on the Brian and Vinny Show. And Wrestling Observer Radio is tonight, and Dave Meltzer will be on the show from Hawaii. And if all goes well, we're actually going to start recording before 10 o'clock Pacific tonight. So that is going to be the plan. So anyway, we got to wrap it up for today. Don't forget, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. It is After Dark Radio. Join us here. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, as well as YouTube and Twitch. Wherever you're listening to this show, you can listen to After Dark Radio. The podcast is available at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as 15,000 other podcasts. That's WrestlingObserver.com. You can sign up today, half off, F4WOnline.com/new. And we also have Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. If you search F4W Online Wrestling Observer, $9.99 a month for the podcasts. $85 a month for $9.99. So check it out, and that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you in an hour. Wrestling Observer Live.